News.
Every piece of jewelry is something to be treasured for a lifetime. It can be a symbol of eternal love or a family heirloom. When your jewelry needs repairing, you want to put it in the hands of someone you trust. At Bella Jewel Fine Jewelry in Paso Robles, you'll find Mike, a highly skilled master jeweler with over 35 years of experience, who stands behind his work. While some jewelry stores outsource their repairs, Bella Jewel does all repairs on-site in their modern state-of-the-art repair shop. You can count on quality repair services with fast turnaround. Even if you didn't buy your jewelry from Bella Jewel, they are there to help. Stop in for a complimentary ring inspection and free repair estimate. Located at 1224 Pine Street, downtown Paso Robles, one block north of the park. Bella Jewel offers fine jewelry, exceptional service at affordable prices.
From the Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles, here's Monsi Bolaños.
In baseball, it wasn't easy at Fenway, but the Red Sox pulled it off.
The pitch is swung on and lined to the center field. Base hit. Sogard rounds third. This team is unstoppable. Durbin the hero. 12-11. Red Sox win it in 13.
You heard it on the Red Sox radio network. It took 13 innings, but they defeated the White Sox. The Braves also have won 8 in a row. They cruise past the Marlins 11-3 to complete the 3-game sweep. In the NFL, at the Hall of Fame preseason game, the Panthers took down the Cardinals 33-30 thanks to their rookie quarterback, Haynes King, who scored the rushing touchdown as time expired. He also threw for 180 yards and 2 touchdowns. And in the WNBA, Chelsea Gray hit the game-winning 3 as the Aces defeated the Fever 86-84 in overtime.
We have a beautiful new furniture store in Paso Robles, right next to Walmart. Ricky's Furniture Outlet, locally owned by fifth-generation Californian. Ricky's offers a large variety of furniture, Western art pieces, and specializes in custom sofas. Ricky's bright, beautiful showroom is a breath of fresh air here in the North County. Ricky's Furniture Outlet, on Niblick, next to Walmart, in Paso Robles.
As the markets have their ups and downs, real estate remains one of the most stable assets in everyone's portfolio. Hi, this is Cindy Mims, owner broker of Colony Mortgage, voted best mortgage company in North County 3 years running. We offer conventional FHA, VA, and reverse mortgages and 100% purchase loans for first-time home buyers. Are you a builder and tired of the red tape when dealing with banks and expensive hard money loans? I have a great new option. Or are you 62 years or older? You can possibly eliminate your monthly mortgage payment and get cash in your pocket. At Colony Mortgage, we have hometown service with competitive rates. We have years of experience with creative financing to find that right loan for you. If it's credit issues stopping you, let us help. We move from our 20-year Atascadero location and now offer 2 convenient locations to meet personally in Atascadero and Paso Robles. Call 805-466-3598. Thank you for supporting your local businesses.
55 years, savings and selection at D&J Camping and Clothing in Paso Robles. But right now, Wrangler Cowboy Cut Jeans, $31.95. Classic Levi 501s, just $54.95, and at D&J. Carhartt Work Shorts, $36.95. And Wolverine DuraShock Steel-Toed Boots, $169.95. And of course, gift certificates are always available, and special orders are welcome at D&J Camping and Clothing. 24th and Park in Paso Robles.
KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Friday, August 7th, 2026. I'm Kevin Will.
CHP identifies man found dead on U.S. 101 shoulder. San Luis Obispo police respond to domestic violence incident. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs in the mid-90s. It's 69 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by North County Septic Service, number one in the number two business. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
Local news is sponsored by the Autobahn in Templeton, your European auto repair specialists. CHP has identified the man they found dead on the US 101 late last week. On July 31st at about 11.05 a.m., the San Luis Obispo Communication Center received a call from the California Department of Transportation of a report of a possible dead body located on the west shoulder of the 101 near Vineyard Drive in Templeton. No personal identifying information of the man was found on the man at the scene. Since then, they have identified him as Chad Corpez. Family members of Mr. Corpez have been notified. The 37-year-old was reported as an at-risk missing adult in San Luis Obispo County, according to a release by the sheriff's office on June 19th. Corpez was last seen walking away from his residence on Bennett Way in Templeton on June 16th. He left his cell phone, vehicle, and dog at that location. It was believed he was going through a mental health crisis at the time. The City of Paso Robles is asking residents to share their preferences for the types of restaurant and retail options they would like to see in future economic development efforts. The survey is part of a broader three-part initiative designed to provide a more complete understanding of Paso Robles' business environment and retail opportunities. This survey will be followed by one for business owners. To complete the survey, you can visit prcity.com/retail survey. It's open now through August 22nd. Residents are encouraged to participate and share it with family and friends who live in Paso Robles. San Luis Obispo police respond to domestic violence incident. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 8:11. The Autobahn team services and repairs Mercedes, BMWs, Volkswagens, Porsches, Audis, Volvos, Range Rovers, Acuras, Lexus, and Sprinter minivans. The Autobahn can do the smog check you need and smog repairs on vehicles 2004 or newer better than anyone in the county. The Autobahn has the latest equipment to diagnose your car and can do most warranty work. Why not maintain your vehicle to keep it running longer and running at peak performance? For better mileage on your fuel consumption and a better performing vehicle, call the Autobahn in Templeton. For smog checks, service, or repairs, make an appointment today. 805-434-2200. That's 805-434-2200. KPRL News continues at 8:12. Yesterday afternoon, a San Luis Obispo police received a call from a female victim stating her boyfriend had threatened to harm her at their home on the 1800 block of Homestead Place. She also stated that he owned several firearms and threatened to harm responding officers and neighbors. The man was identified as 39-year-old Omar Gutierrez of San Luis Obispo. The victim fled the residence once the threats were made, and officers met with her away from the home to confirm the criminal threats. Out of an abundance of caution, a perimeter was established around the residence. Neighbors were evacuated and surrounding streets were closed to traffic. After about 30 minutes of negotiations, Gutierrez surrendered and was taken into custody without further incident. He was booked into the San Luis Obispo County Jail on felony criminal threats, felony domestic violence causing bodily injury, and felony misdemeanor domestic battery. Travelers will encounter two more nights of full overnight closures of the U.S. 101 South on-ramp at Highway 58 in Santa Margarita. The initial closures were slated to end this Thursday, but additional time is required to repair culvert work. Caltrain says closures will continue to be in effect from 7 p.m. to 6 a.m. on Wednesday, August 12th, and on Thursday, August 13th. The on-ramp will be open during the day and close at night. Work is expected to be completed the morning of August 14th. Travelers needing to head southbound will need to detour north onto El Camino Real and then enter the 101 South on Santa Barbara Road in Atascadero. Travelers in both directions of Highway 46 east of the 4641 junction at the Chelam Y will encounter overnight one-way reversing traffic controls. Traffic controls start Sunday, August 9th. They'll be in effect on Sunday from 9 p.m. to 6 a.m., then 6 p.m. to 6 a.m. Monday through Thursday nights. Electronic messaging boards will alert travelers in advance of the closure, and delays of up to 10 minutes are expected. In sports, Major League Baseball yesterday, the Padres beat the Diamondbacks 5-1, the Angels over the Orioles 4-1, Reds beat the Athletics 6-5. Tonight, the Giants will face the Tigers, the Padres will go against the Astros, the Dodgers will face the Diamondbacks, the Angels will go against the Marlins, the Athletics will face the Red Sox, the Yankees will go against the Braves. In California news, Senate Bill 903, authored by San Diego Democrat Steve Padilla, intends to ban companies from advertising chatbots as therapy. It would prohibit artificial intelligence from making therapeutic decisions without the review of a licensed professional and require health providers to disclose and get a patient's permission before using AI tools to record therapy sessions. One person has been confirmed dead from the Grand Fire yesterday. Fire officials say they found a body inside a burned home in a rural area about 4 miles east of where the fire started. The person's identity has not yet been confirmed. A man, Herbert Wayne Smith of Valley Springs, has been accused of starting the fire and has been arrested, alleging he used a power saw to cut scrap metal when the fire ignited. Local News was sponsored by the Autobahn in Templeton. KPRO News Time is 8:15.
This is Tim Hamrich of the Ag Information Network with your Farm of the Future report. Building a trade surplus after years of a trade deficit is no easy task, but the USDA remains committed to the effort because of the value it can bring to U.S. farmers. USDA Undersecretary for Trade and Foreign Affairs Luke Lindbergh says the department is working to rebuild that surplus through trade missions, product promotion, and financing programs.
The deficit this year is down 61% over last year. And that has really been the result of the three-point plan that the secretary and I launched. So our plan has been rapid response trade missions. I've launched 9 trade missions to markets where the president has signed new market access agreements. We also put out $166 million of new funding to agriculture farmer-led organizations that help promote our products all around the world, like the Washington Apple Commission and the U.S. Soybean Export Council, the U.S. Meat Export Federation, the Wine Institute, out there helping promote our products all around the world. And then we also fixed a financing tool that USDA has that's designed to ensure that if any foreign buyer wants to buy American, they have the financing they need to do so.
Lindbergh says these financing programs play a key role in helping USDA expand into emerging export markets.
With EcoWorks EC from Helena, you can achieve consistent, superior performance from an organic pesticide. EcoWorks EC is a natural insecticide and miticide designed to improve sustainability and handling without compromising performance. It effectively controls a broad spectrum of insects and mites in a variety of crops and markets in both conventional and organic systems. Visit HelenaAgri.com to learn more about EcoWorks EC. Always read and follow label instructions and check registration status before use.
Need to sell equipment? DPA Auctions makes it simple. American-owned and serving farmers, contractors, and dealers for over 50 years. DPA connects equipment owners with thousands of bidders through nationwide online auctions every 2 weeks. DPA sells your items right from your driveway or lot at some of the lowest rates in the industry. That's more value for your equipment and more money in your pocket. Try us today and figure out why thousands are choosing DPA. Visit DPAauctions.com.
This is Tim Hamrich with the Ag Information Network.
When it comes to sustainable energy systems and service, Central Coast residents trust Solarponics. Marilyn from Templeton says, quote, Solarponics installed our system almost 20 years ago. There are occasions when your system needs to be serviced. With Solarponics, work is completed quickly with knowledge and skill. This is as important a part of a solar company as the original installation. Thank you, Marilyn, for your Google review. When we install a sustainable energy system, we're installing a lifetime of as important service. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Solarponics.com.
Attention Central Coast homeowners. Is your water heater over 7 years old? If so, replace it with a heat pump water heater before it fails and save thousands in energy costs. Plus, new rebates cover up to 80% of the cost. Call or click to get a free, no-hassle quote today. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Solarponics.com.
KBRL News continues at 8:18. Food and Farm News brought to you by Joe's One Niner Diner. Breakfast and lunch 7 days a week at the Paso Robles Airport. To strengthen the market position of walnuts, the California Walnut Board and Commission has been running a campaign this summer to encourage shoppers to think of the tree nut as more than just a bacon ingredient and to get retailers to place walnuts in the fresh produce section. Such placement would allow walnuts to be marketed as a healthy snack and versatile food ingredient. The effort extends last year's campaign to position walnuts as a lifestyle brand for millennials and Gen Z consumers who increasingly turn to natural foods for better health, Quote, the younger generation is more educated about food as medicine, and they understand that nuts play an important part of not only breakfast, lunch, and dinner, but also snacking, said Robert Verloop, the Walnut Board and Commission's executive director and CEO. Food and Farm News brought to you by Joe's One Niner Diner. Breakfast and lunch 7 days a week at the Paso Robles Airport. Traffic update brought to you by Davis Body Shop, the North County's most experienced locally owned body shop. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Friday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic brought to you by Davis Body Shop, with a 61-year history of excellence and happy customers. Weather brought to you by Lindsay Jane. Coming soon to K. John's Jewelry Company in Atascadero. One designer, one vision, Lindsay Jane. Sunny skies today with highs in the mid-90s. West-southwest winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Clear skies tonight, lows right around 60. West winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Sunny tomorrow, highs in the mid-90s. West winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Extended forecast is sunny skies on Sunday, mostly sunny on Monday, partly cloudy on Tuesday and Wednesday, mostly sunny on Thursday, and partly cloudy on Friday. Mid-90s Sunday, low 90s Monday and Tuesday, mid-90s, mid-80s on Wednesday, low 80s on Thursday, 81 a week from today. Currently, it is 68 degrees and sunny in Paso Robles. Weather was brought to you by Lindsay Jane. Coming soon to K. John's Jewelry Company. Luxury Joy Designs from the Heart by Lindsay Jane. KPRL News Time is 8:21.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Jerry Willis, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Stocks are higher with anticipation the Federal Reserve can hold off on raising interest rates after the U.S. economy lost 23,000 jobs in July, though the unemployment rate declined to 4.1%. White House Economic Council Director Kevin Hassett says the job creation numbers were skewed by some schools remaining open longer because of snow days earlier in the year, which pushed school layoffs into July, resulting in 50,000 fewer government jobs. Though also job creation in May and June was revised lower. Wendy's reported a disappointing quarter. Sales declined and it's cutting its dividend, though shares turned higher after its CEO Bob Wright said he returned to the company because he believes he can fix Wendy's issues. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Coselda. Invested in you.
Most investments today feel like second jobs. Real estate? You're a landlord. Stocks? You're a day trader. Crypto? You're a full-time researcher. You've got a life to live. Your investment should help you live it. That's why more Americans are choosing gold. Noble Gold has helped thousands protect their future with real physical gold. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com to get your free wealth protection kit. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
Some people leave the town that raised them, and some stay long enough to change it. In a place where everybody knows your name, one local woman learned patience, grit, and beauty. She polished her craft in quiet corners, collected 12 national design awards, and came home carrying more than just success. She isn't launching jewelry. She is revealing something deeper. Pieces shaped by memory, by resilience, by everything the people around her helped her become. It's simple, but not ordinary. But when it arrives, you'll know it was always meant to be here. Coming soon, Lindsay Jane at K. John's Jewelry Company.
The packaging on hearing aid batteries is notoriously hard to many. That's why Peter at Hearing Aid Specialist is proud to offer the new easy-to-open hearing aid batteries. They're the only one in town stocking them. And for KPRL listeners, Peter has a neighborly deal. Buy one case of these Easy Open batteries and get one case free. All you have to do is call Hearing Aid Specialist today at 805-460-7385. That's 805-460-7385. Hearing Aid Specialist, making hearing easier, one simple solution at a time.
Protect your home or business. Trust the experts at JV Roofing. With over 20 years of experience, JV Roofing delivers reliable, high-quality workmanship you can count on. From shingle, tile, and metal roofs to TPO and PVC systems, they have the expertise to handle it all. Family-owned, licensed, and bonded, they show up and get the job done right. Visit jvroofingca.com or call 805-674-1383 today for free estimates. JV Roofing, quality you can trust.
Mid-State Precious Metals is open Tuesday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. in Atascadero, across from the movie theater. If you're looking for an appraisal or quote on your gold or silver, go see Ron at Mid-State Precious Metals for a free quote. With gold and silver at an all-time high, this is the time. They are one of the highest-paying bullion dealers on the West Coast, and they can walk you through the steps to buy and sell with no commitment. Check them out at MidStatePreciousMetals.com or stop by anytime in Atascadero, Tuesday through Friday.
Chronicles of the West on KPRL is brought to you by Mid-State Precious Metals near the movie theater in Atascadero, one of the highest-paying bullion dealers on the West Coast. MidStatePreciousMetals.com, open Tuesday through Friday, 10 to 3.
This is Dakota Livesay chronicling another true story taken from the 1800s, a time known to all as the Old West. There have been times throughout history when a man's life ends up in disaster and his life's accomplishments seem to go to waste. When years later, he becomes known for something great. John W. Swilling was one of those men. John W. Swilling was a farmer in Missouri when his wife died. Looking for new surroundings, he moved to Texas. When the Civil War broke out, he enlisted in the Confederate Army. But he didn't go south. He went west by becoming a part of the Texas Mounted Rifles that attempted to make New Mexico and Arizona territories part of the Confederacy. When the Mounted Rifles realized it was an impossible task and retreated, John stayed out west by deserting the Confederate forces and joining up with the Union forces. Following the Civil War, John started doing some prospecting in the Wickenburg, Arizona area. Later, he started an irrigation project on the Salt River. In the process, he also started a small town called Stonewall. But John Swilling had a drinking problem. He also started taking morphine for headaches and became addicted. When sober, he was a reliable and courageous man. Under liquor and drugs, he was unmanageable. While under the influence, John robbed a stagecoach. He was caught and admitted the robbery. John was sent to the Yuma Territorial Prison. While awaiting trial at the age of 48, on August 12, 1878, John died. Although John Swilling had accomplished a lot, it seems his accomplishments were all obscured by his last act of robbing a stagecoach. That is, all of them except for one. That small town he founded on the bank of the Salt River by the name of Stonewall continued to grow and was later renamed. The town's new name is Phoenix. You've just heard another story from Old West Radio. I'm Dakota Livesay.
To school is happening soon. Now is the perfect time for your student to get prepared for the new school year by having their annual eye exam, then bringing the prescription to Michael's Optical to choose a vibrant and fun frame. Now through September, save 30% on children and teens frames. Don't forget to explore the new color options of Transitions lenses to match your student's style. Michael's Optical can also provide the Stellest lens by Essilor. Be sure to ask your doctor about the Stellest Best Lens, and Michaels Optical will be happy to fill their prescription. Michaels Optical staff specializes in filling your eyeglass and contact lens prescriptions, and they welcome prescriptions from all optometrists and ophthalmologists. Michaels Optical, 8300 El Camino Real in Atascadero.
Look at us, look at us.
Adler Belmont Insurance Brokers welcomes Heather Bordan to its team of commercial property casualty professionals. With more than 20 years of experience, Heather can design insurance solutions that protect your business. Whether you're a contractor, winery owner, farmer, rancher, or manufacturer, Heather is the right person to survey your needs and develop innovative solutions to protect your most important asset. Contact Heather today, 805-540-3900, or Heather at AdlerBelmontGroup.com.
Hey, this is Linda from Steve Schmidt Topsoil. We've been your family-owned and operated neighborhood landscape materials yard for over 40 years, and we invite you to come let us help you with your do-it-yourself landscape projects. Our friendly staff is ready to assist you with design ideas to create the yard of your dreams. Come see us at Steve Schmidt Topsoil. Look for the circus wagon off the 101 on Ramada in Paso Robles.
Local news update brought to you by Story Termite and Pest Control Services, serving the North and South Counties. Call 805-460-0650. Yesterday afternoon, San Luis Obispo police received a call from a female victim stating her boyfriend had threatened to harm her at their home on the 1800 block of Homestead Place. She also stated that he owned several firearms and threatened to harm responding officers and neighbors. The man was identified as 39-year-old Omar Gutierrez of San Luis Obispo, and he surrendered after 30 minutes of negotiations. CHP has identified the man they found dead on the US 101 late last week on July 31st at about 11.05 a.m. The dead body has been identified as 37-year-old Chad Corpas, who was reported as an at-risk missing adult back in June. It was believed he was going through a mental health crisis at the time. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs in the mid-90s. It's 70 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Story Termite and Pest Control Services. No matter how big the problem, you'll appreciate the professional and affordable pest control service. Call 805-460-0650.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero. The best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care. All your vehicle needs. Everything you want.
Fox News, I'm CJ Papa. The July jobs report measures the number of jobs created, but that was not the case. Lauren Simonetti of the Fox Business Network.
Negative 23,000. Unemployment rate drops in July to 4.1% from 4.2%.
White House Economic Advisor Kevin Hassett talking to Fox.
The weakness in this number were really just two things, government workers and a sort of rebound from all the employment we got from the World Cup because the World Cup was ending.
A bright spot in the report, manufacturing, created more than 5,000 jobs. Alaska Senator Alicia Murkowski saying earlier she is not backing acting U.S. Attorney General Todd Blanche if there's a vote to confirm him full-time, joining Maine Senator Susan Collins. If he loses one more senator, he will not be confirmed. America is listening to Fox News.
The City of Atascadero Saturdays in the Park Summer Concert Series is happening most every Saturday evening through the summer. Enjoy dancing all summer to great rock, country, blues, and more. All concerts are free and everyone is encouraged to bring a blanket or a low back chair. There'll also be delicious concert grub available for purchase. It's Saturdays in the Park Summer Concert Series at the Atascadero Lake Park Bandstand. Saturdays from 6:30 to 8:30. Brought to you by Mechanics Bank. For more, go to visitatascadero.com.
If you need a great, easy place for lunch, try the Spirit of Paso Robles in the River Oaks neighborhood. There is plenty of parking, and it's just a couple minutes from downtown Paso. Some of the locals' favorites, grilled prawn cob salad, cowboy Cuban with brisket and pulled pork, smash burger with two patties, the very popular beer-battered fish and chips, and shrimp tacos. Great lunch and easy parking, and the patio is pet-friendly. The Spirit of Paso Robles, right in the middle of River Oaks Golf Course.
Summer's most amazing event, the Paso Robles Rotary Winemakers 27th Annual Cook-Off, Saturday, August 8th at the Paso Robles Event Center. Don't miss wine, beer, and amazing food, live music, and more.
sponsored by the Rotary Club of Paso Robles. 100% of the profits go to an endowment which awards scholarships to local graduating high school seniors. For tickets and additional information, go to winemakerscookoff.com.
When you need a plumber, chances are you need one right away. That's why Red's On-Time Plumbing is available 24/7 with same-day service. Red's On-Time Plumbing has a 5-star rating on Google. Get a great plumber and quick. If you're planning a project, Red's has convenient online booking and always gives free estimates. Ask about a $1,000 SoCal rebate on high-efficiency tankless water heaters. Schedule now at ontimeplumbingpro.com or call Red's On-Time Plumbing at 805-466-6188.
The Estrella Warbirds Museum and Woodland Auto Display is open with new cars to see and so much wonderful history and fun. Aviation artifacts and memorabilia, and the flight simulator is so realistic and entertaining for all. The Estrella Warbirds and Woodland Auto Display on Dry Creek Road in Paso Robles off of Airport Road. Open Thursday through Sunday, 10 to 4.
Ricky's Furniture Outlet is now open next to Walmart in Paso Robles. Large showroom, a variety of furniture. They've got Western art, and they specialize in custom sofas. Stop in at Ricky's next to Walmart in Paso Robles. They're open 7 days a week. All righty, as we move along. North County Weather. Brought to you by Red's On-Time Plumbing. They'll be there. Call them. Paso Robles Glass, the replacement window masters. We'll get to Reds in just a moment here. Sunny highs in the mid to upper 90s. Clear tonight. Overnight lows in the upper 50s. And we'll be in the upper 90s on your Saturday and Sunday. Low 90s Monday and Tuesday. Mid to upper 80s Wednesday. Low 80s Thursday and Friday of next week. Today's UV index will be 10, up and down. 6:16 a.m., 8:02 p.m. We are at 72 degrees. Weather was brought to you by Paso Robles Glass, indeed, sliding or swinging doors with features like doggy doors built right in. All right, Darsh is going solo this afternoon, 12:30 to 2 on Sound Off, Open Mic Friday. Call or text 238-5775, 238-KPRLN. You can email as well, kevin@kprl.com. Freedom of speech, brought to you by, here we go, Red's On-Time Plumbing. On the backstretch, headed for home, 238-5775. 238-KPRL to get in and, well, just yap. Yappity-yap. Yackity-yap. Yappity-yap. Obnob. Talk. Shoot the breeze. Whatever.
Spent a week in Houston and watched it rain. Spent a day in Dallas. Missing planes, and it sure was cold up in Montreal. I thought of
KPRL.
Should have called
the Morning Exchange.
Indeed, indeed. All right, whatever is on your minds, that is it. Let's see here. A little light here. So taxes. Now, the government, they, as I mentioned, we have over X amount of programs that are social programs. And, you know, when you think of social program, you think of Social Security and health programs like Medicare and Medicaid. Now, we have no choice to pay into some of these, right?
That's right.
Okay, so again, I always point out the essentials as we started out this morning. National defense. It's essential. It's essential and basic infrastructure. Now, these other things, Social Security and the others, are they're government inflicted. It started out as a small percentage of your salary, and not your salary, but, you know, the tax on it. And you have no choice and no say other than voting for people. So the government automatically takes that. So as we moved along, somebody or whomever decided, well, you know, maybe we should take more money out of everybody's wallets before whatever the reason they can come up with. And as I mentioned, you had maybe not the New Deal is the best example, but certainly with the Great Society, with Johnson, and the establishment of more social programs, which has led to more social programs. All right. There are 80 distinct welfare programs in the United States, and more than 130 others associated, and such as the, I love the names, income security programs, social insurance. I don't know what social insurance is. Now, these are all taxpayer funded, and in many cases, probably not taxpayer willingly funded. You have no choice except at the voting booth. But even that is suspicious sometimes. So, and then the government, you know, they said the essentials. But yet the government, we tax on, not we, the government taxes us on many what is called essential items that we need. Okay. Now, there are some prescription medicine and certain staple foods are exempt. And in many cases, the sales tax on these essential items depends heavily on the state and local laws. So it's just, it varies by regions. Now, everyday goods required for daily life are subject to standard retail sales tax. So if these are essentials in life, what has led the government to tax them? I think most of us would say we need clothing and shoes, basic hygiene, personal care, you know, soap, toothpaste, shampoo, utilities. Now, those, I think most of us would say, are essentials. And yet, the government keeps increasing the taxes on these essentials. Does that make any sense? Well, from the standpoint of that runs the government, because they keep spending more money than what they take. Okay. Now, basic grocery items and staple food products for human consumption, though prepared foods or candy are not usually taxed. Okay. All right. So what do you think about the essentials that we all need on a daily basis, but the government, they tax us on them, and as we know, nothing gets cheaper. They get more important, more expensive. So it goes on and on and on and on with the taxes. As I asked somebody the other day, what have they not been able to tax yet? I'm just trying to figure it out. Because you have the higher tax brackets for those who are, I refer to this as being penalized for being successful. And this is to make equity or create equity. Government can't do that. They've been trying for a long time. Now, we have more safety net expansion. Again, these are social programs. And I don't know what area of society on a daily life that there isn't a social program for something for people. I can't think of any. Hi, good morning.
Good morning. This slow cog thing is far from dead just because it's not on this ballot. That the groups promoting this had a new scheme to get it around Proposition 13, which takes a two-thirds majority to pass new taxes. Somehow or another, they wrote it up as an initiative and it came from the people instead of from the government. Then it only took 50% plus one vote. And they had the proposition written and got the signatures signed on it this year for this coming election. But then somebody deemed it was written wrong, and so they could not use it. And so that's when they started going back to the supervisors and everybody in this that we just had. But I would guarantee you it's going to be back in 28 in the initiative form, so it only takes 50% to pass rather than the two-thirds. And people being what they are, I am sure it's coming at us and going to be here in the end of that election.
Well, yeah, from what I read is that they, not guaranteed it, but they hinted that, yeah, they're going to come back with this for the 2028. Now, I forget the proposition that is out there and that's coming up in November regarding the ability for the local taxation to take it back to a higher threshold.
Well, that would be good, but I just don't see that passing because I don't see it getting anywhere near enough funding to come against people like Tom Steyer that seems to think he has more fun blowing his money on screwing the rest of us than any other thing he can do with his money.
Well, that's generally the case, that the opposition to the tax increases, they always come up. I mean, the people in favor of more tax increases, they seem to always come up with more money to, and I'll say it, mislead voters into voting for it.
Yes, that's a very good way of putting it. And so I was at a meeting where this group with the petition was trying to gain support from business groups and what have you, and I was shocked at how many people there, well, yeah, I guess we ought to pay for our own road improvement since we get to use it. And I mean, we pay so much and get so little for the dollars we spend on roads.
Well, what I don't get in is that why aren't the people in this county going after the Board of Supervisors who the priorities were out of whack when Debbie was still there? It was roads was number one, and now on this board it's number six. Homeless went to number one.
Yeah, well, I don't know, but the closer you live to the ocean and that salt air seems to rot the brains of people, and all those that live too close to the ocean over there just act very stupid, I think, is the most polite way I can put it.
Maybe. All right, so for if you've got nothing better to do, look up Prop 43.
Okay.
It is the supermajority local government. That's the Proposition 43.
Sounds like what we need, but if we can get there is another question.
Well, let's keep our fingers crossed.
That is true.
All right.
So thank you. Bye.
You're welcome. 13 minutes away from 9 o'clock here at the Right Choice KPRL. And, yep, let me see. Let's see. There is no way this is over with Slocog agreed. No one pulls a tax measure just because. No, not at all. I guess to their credit, they're saying it's, you know, more than likely coming back in 2028. Hi, good morning.
Good morning. Speaking of taxes, I want to talk about the hidden tax of bonds, whether they're federal, state, county, or city bonds. When those bonds are taken out, obviously those bonds have to be paid back. And that comes out of the city treasury, county, whatever it is. And this city, always talks about getting bonds to leverage the amount of money they're able to borrow. You can't borrow yourself to prosperity. I don't know, some people may think they can, but generally speaking, you can't. And the whole notion that bonds are the magic bullet to provide road funds and things of this nature are really ridiculous. What should be happening, we should be tightening our belt and reducing the cost of government and reducing the size of government and taking the burden off taxpayers to pay taxes and these bonds off. If you look at your tax bill, your property tax bill, you'll see bonds that go on for years and years and years. And I'd like to know what your opinion on that is.
Well, one of the things is that when people see, and we're getting a lot of noise through this, but when when people see, like, the, for the example, the passable school bond, you know, they're saying, well, it's $200 million. No, that's going to be $400 million. So I don't know if the people are smart enough to realize that, and that this does pay out, and you alluded to it. Right now, at least in Paso, I think it's three bonds that we're paying on. The two school, well, the three. You have the Cuesta and the two Paso Robles, and they want to add a fourth. And, you know, all that adds up. But you're right. Over the cost of the entire bond, it's a lot more money than what people realize. And I don't know if it's to blame of the let me back up. I wish they would come out and say it's not a $200 million bond. It's a $400 million bond.
Well, here's a dirty little secret, Kevin, that people don't want to talk about, especially your politicians, is that when you have to pay back those bonds, that steals money away from what really needs to be focused on and the real money that needs to be put towards infrastructure projects, et cetera, because the people are too busy paying back those bonds and they don't want any additional burdens put upon them. And so it's a tax that people may not think is happening to them, but it is. And I'd like to say one final thing before I get off the phone here. You know, this last Tuesday, John Hammond pulled a stunt that I thought was really pretty outrageous. You know, rather than calling out the airport commission for whatever, you know, work that they've done, he specifically pointed out a guy by the name of Bill Britton. Now, Bill Britton, for those who may not know, is running for mayor of this city. And Bill Britton, that was like a commercial. That was like a campaign commercial from the dais, and it was totally inappropriate for who I believe will be the worst mayor in the history of this city to ever sit in that seat. For him to do that was, in my opinion, just outrageous. It was disgraceful that he did that. And people might just, you know, give it, you know, blow it off. But I don't, because I know how the game's played, and I assure you that that made an impact on some people. Oh, Bill Britton, he must be a really good guy. And, oh, by the way, he's running for mayor. And so, and by the way, I think, if I'm not mistaken, I think John Hammond is endorsing him. And so, you know, the people of this city, I hope that they see through the nonsense that's going on in this city government. And I certainly hope that people will step back and think about the position that this city's in, being in debt to the degree it is, how the infrastructure of this city is deteriorated, and how people like John Hammond is pushing for literally tens upon millions of dollars in infrastructure to be built towards the empty space called the airport district. And, you know, I understand we need to get across the 46. I understand that. But we also need to get across the Salinas River east to west, where the actual development's happening. And that's not even being mentioned. So I hope that people step back.
Well, to be fair, you know, there are projects in the works and in the plans to take care of some things here. And you probably are aware of this, Michael, that the talk about the 46 has been going on for almost 20 years or maybe more. And, you know, at the time, there's going to be a time when we have to do this. So we're, you know, at some point we're going to have to bite the bullet. Now,
Kevin.
The other thing, though, is when you mentioned John Hammond and you said that you think that he's the worst mayor we've ever had. If that is the case, then if he's endorsing somebody, does that help the endorsement?
Well, that's just my opinion. I'm just trying to awaken people to think about things. My opinion is just my opinion. But I want people to think about and really step back and think about, you know, the future of this city that I've been talking about for years now. But you're right. I understand we're going to develop and we're going to need to grow. But for God's sake, Kevin, we have got 4,000 houses being built on the east side. And those people are all going to want to get to the west side to go south on the 101, to go downtown, to go anywhere else in the city. And the arterials just are not ready for that. And we're not even talking about that. And that really is what disturbs me.
Well, when you look at the layout of where the homes are going in and the options for people to, as you say, you know, get across the Niblick, get on the 101, come to, you know, this side and do some shopping. Where is there room to expand to make it more, shall we say, convenient or less congested? I don't see any.
Well, we've got to look at places south. I know that Fred Strong's poo-pooed the idea of the Charlotte area. We've got to start in Valley. We're spending $350-some thousand on a study that's been studied to death on the 46. Where's the study to determine getting arterials relaxed going from east to west? I don't see that. Maybe I'm missing something.
Well, I don't know if it's law or anything like that, but you're right. We have spent some money on the studies on the 46, but I don't know if a study from 5 or 10 years ago would be accepted from Caltrans or any other entity. You know, would have to be up to date.
Fair enough, and I see that. However, my point is that we're not even talking about other alternatives in this city. And as the congestion and as the backups grow, as the frustration increases, you're going to see more people asking questions like, what the heck are we doing about this? And how are we going to deal with it? The point I'm making is it's not even spoken about.
Well,
and I'll
still go back to Michael that I don't see, you know, other than maybe alleviating some traffic during certain times at what they're doing with the roundabout there on Rolling Hills and Creston. I don't see how out in the area they're referring to, I don't see how you can expand that to make it more convenient. But maybe I'm wrong. I don't envision. Michael, I got another call before we call it a day.
Okay, great. Thank you.
All right, you're welcome. Hi, good morning. Hi.
Quickly, most of us have grown up hearing a thought that rules are made to be broken.
Yes, indeed.
And unfortunately, it leads to negative things. We forget when we do that, we have to deal with the consequences, however minor or not.
Mm-hmm.
That, for instance, affects our thought process today, and we think about our ethics and everything else.
Well, in related to the conversations that we had in a couple of texts, I'll just say that I, and you probably know this, I am forever frustrated on people's ability to not prioritize things that are the essentials, meaning basic infrastructure. They want to have their tennis courts, they want to have their bingo parlors, they want to have all this other kind of crap. That, you know, if you like it, that's fine, but our basic infrastructure, take care of that first before you get all the presents. I'm just frustrated that people do that.
Correct. I mean, we've been talking about rebuilding the infrastructure in this country for at least 40 years.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Not longer.
But Americans, again, they want their presents and they think it's all free.
Correct. All that little...
Yeah.
Well, one like slopping the feeding. Your turn about slopping the pigs.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know like that, but the pigs they fight over it because they think it looks good. They eat.
That's right. Well, at the end of the day, they are pigs. So, all right, sir. We're out of time.
Bye.
Okay. Thank you very much. Maybe bacon, lettuce, and tomato sandwich for dinner tonight sounds pretty good after mentioning the pigs.
Local news update brought to you by Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant. Travelers in both directions of the 46 East, east of the Chelan Y Junction, will encounter one-way reversing traffic collisions that starts August 9th. Delays of up to 10 minutes are expected. City of Paso Robles is asking residents to share their preferences for the types of restaurant and retail options they would like to see in future economic development efforts. The survey is open now through August 22nd and can be found at prcity.com/retail survey. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs in the mid-90s. It's 72 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant.
Coming up this afternoon, 12:30 till 2, open mic Friday. Darsh is flying solo. And then tomorrow morning, 6:05, Pure Country. Diane on the Country Store. Jimmy has the weekend off. And Gary Brill, Jukebox in the Spotlight, The Killer, Jerry Lee Lewis, and Gladys Knight and the Pips. Enjoy your weekend. Thanks for everything. And continue to support local friends and neighbors, the moms and pops, small business. Keep that cash local while you continue to live as free Americans. This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by North County Septic Service, number one in the number two business.
Where the North County comes to talk. AM 1230 KPRL. Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero. It's 9 o'clock.